Divers. We've been tuned in to GNR 107, Morning Vibes, to get your day started right. Hope those tunes got your energies up, because we're not slowing down. But first, a quick word from our sponsors, who make this all possible. Stay tuned, because right after this break, we'll have Joe and Penny with the latest updates from across the galaxy. News you definitely don't want to miss.
Bound by honor, forged in liberty. Eternal liberty calls to the elite. Are you ready to stand as the bulwark against chaos, to join the ranks of the brave, bound by honor? As Helldivers, we are unyielding in the face of battle, unwavering guardians of Super Earth. We do not falter. We are the force of liberty forged in fire. Enlist with eternal liberty. Embrace your destiny. Secure the stars. For freedom, for honor, for eternity.
Introducing Cofreedom, the coffee that's brewed for the brave and served steaming with valor. Each cup is a bold declaration of your commitment to freedom. Crafted from the finest beans harvested from the liberated corners of the galaxy. As you face the day's battles, let Cofreedom be your fuel. The rich, robust flavor isn't just coffee. It's a salute to the fearless.
You're tuning into GNR 107. Joe Turner's here with updates on the fight, strategic shifts, victory shining bright, and Penny Live, they're keeping you in the know with tech updates. GNR 107 has it all. The wartime update runs the show. When crisis calls and the sirens sound, Bulldog's got the scoop. We're safety bound. Tech updates, panelists you trust. Frontline reports, the table of three. There's no time to stall. Colonel Hammond, the panelist for armed forces. GNR 107 has it all. The wartime bulletin keeps you informed. We got the news you need, can't steer you wrong. With insights you trust, come along. And life-saving updates keeping you ahead. With GNR 107, you'll never misled. Subscribe, tune in, don't miss a beat. Join us in the fight to keep Super Earth free with managed democracy.
Yay! Welcome back to GNR 107's Morning Wartime Update. I'm Joe Turner and our brilliant Penny Lively as co-host. We've got a lot lined up for you on this beautiful morning in the grasslands of Sector 7.
That's right, Joe. Good morning, everyone. Today we're diving into some crucial updates from Super Earth Command and catching up on the latest tech that's keeping our forces at the cutting edge of the galaxy's defense.
Plus, we'll check in with our field reporters who are bringing us the latest from the front lines. It's a packed show, so let's get started. First up on the wartime update, the Helldivers' recent successful defense campaign resulted in the liberation of 10 planets. This strategic triumph enabled a major counteroffensive against the Terminids and Automatons, showcasing the resilience and valor of our forces. Despite some areas being temporarily overrun, our foes have been pushed back thanks to the spirit of our Helldivers. We also tackled Operation Legitimate Undertaking. Phase 1 was a mixed bag, but let's focus on the wins first. Pinta, for instance, was fully reclaimed, and with it, 90% of the planet's chemical facilities. This critical victory ensured the continuous supply of airburst rocket launchers to our fleet, along with workers being rescued. However, not all news was good. On Chua, our forces faced heavy resistance from the automatons. Unfortunately, this led to significant losses both in lives and critical supplies, impacting our production of anti-tank mines. The ongoing crisis on the barrier planets further complicates our situation. The terminated control system has failed, leading to severe outbreaks, especially on Meridia. Given the uncontrolled spread, an emergency directive was issued to deactivate these systems on remaining planets to prevent a greater catastrophe. Our scientific teams are tirelessly working to combat the new resistance to termicide, while our brave Helldivers are on the ground trying to control the situation. In more recent news, TCS is no longer functioning as intended. Helldivers have been dispatched to shut down the terminated control systems, with the scientists who created the chemical under arrest and under investigation, with suspected terminated sympathizers. Further calamity has been averted, thanks to the swift and disciplined response to the Helldivers to deactivate the remaining terminated control system nodes. Suffering Meridia's fate, we will talk about what went wrong, and what about suspected bug sympathizers. We will be talking about the new major order to control this outbreak of what is being called super colonies. Later on, the Table of Three. They will be diving into the heart of the recent Senate bill that passed and restricted the recruitment to specific regions on Super Earth. To close, while the challenges are daunting, stay tuned as we continue to provide updates and dive deeper into the stories in Valor and Sacrifice. Up next is Penny Wisely with the tech update.
In the vast expanse of our galaxy, every planet, starship, and Helldiver stands united against the automaton scourge. Now, you can join the grand chorus of liberty that sings across the cosmos. Invest in victory bonds today. Victory bonds are available now at all registered Super Earth Finance Centers. Terms and conditions apply. Victory bonds are a speculative investment. Interest rates are subject to change, capital is at risk, and returns are subject to a delay of up to 50 years. Buy now, limited numbers available.
In the vast reaches of the galaxy, where Helldivers defend Super Earth against relentless threats, unity is our greatest weapon. This is where heroes are born, where valor meets virtue. Welcome to Eternal Liberty. Are you ready to stand among the bravest? To stride into battle not just for glory, but for the bond of brotherhood? Eternal Liberty is not just a Discord group, it's your new command post.
Here, strategies are crafted with precision, victories are celebrated with pride, and every Helldiver has a voice. Whether you're a seasoned veteran or a fresh recruit, Eternal Liberty offers you a place to learn, collaborate, and excel.
Join us, and dive into organized events, strategic discussions, and exclusive missions designed to test your mettle and tighten your tactics. With us, every mission is a step towards greatness, every battle a story waiting to be told. Are you ready to make your mark, to forge your path in the annals of Super Earth's history? Visit our Discord today. Enlist and elevate your game. Fight smarter, battle harder, and live the creed, bound by honor, forged in liberty.
Tuned in deep. What's the latest pep's all about? Penny's got the tips to keep you fit for the fight. Gadgets and gear, make sure you're right. Tech updates with Penny Lively, keeping you up to date. You're tuned in to hear what the latest tech's all about. Tech updates with Penny Lively, keeping you up to date.
Good morning, Super Earth. It's time for your tech update, brought to you directly from Super Earth Command. We've received the latest patch breakdown, and I'm here to walk you through the critical enhancements and adjustments our brilliant R&D teams have implemented. Let's dive right in. In our ongoing effort to balance the war effort, several changes have been made to armors, weapons, and stratagems. Notably, armors with a rating above 100 now offer increased protection against headshots, ensuring our Helldivers are safer in the field. Additionally, only those who extract will be honored with victory. Thankfully, no more stolen valor. Turning to weaponry, the CB9 exploding crossbow has seen some tweaks. The explosion radius is slightly smaller, but it packs more punch with increased stagger and muscle velocity, though it comes with a slight reduction in ergonomics. Meanwhile, the LAS-99 Kassar's cannon recharge time has been adjusted by an additional 5 seconds to ensure operational integrity. the BR-14 Adjudicator now defaults to full auto mode with reduced recoil. And for those who prefer energy weapons, the LAS-16 Sickle and ARC-12 Blitzer have been receiving some interesting modifications, enhancing their battlefield utility. Our heavy hitters aren't left out either. The SG-8P Punisher Plasma now features faster projectiles with decreased damage falloff, proving crucial in extended engagements. And for our snipers, the Diligence Counter Sniper has improved ergonomics and increased damage, ensuring you hit where it hurts. On the stratagem front, significant improvements include enhanced durability for the Machine Gun Sentry and Tesla Tower, alongside a much-needed tweak to the RL-77 Airburst Rocket Launcher, which will now avoid detonation near other strategic assets. Our foes have changed movements and behaviors on the battlefield. For instance, the movement speed of Bile and Nursing Spears is reduced, and the devastating Hulk Scorcher now deals less direct flamethrower damage. Regarding missions, the distribution of objectives across the map is now more unpredictable and challenging. There's also a new adjustment to the gear to allow for disabling of automatic climbing and vaulting while sprinting, giving you more control over your Helldiver gear. The Spread Democracy mission, or as the ground troops call it, Raise the Flag, is now available to those wanting to spread maximum freedom. The Punisher Plasma and Shield Backpack have had an update to the frequencies to ensure no damage is happening to the Helldiver that uses it. A manufacturing defect has been found with some weapon scopes not being properly aligned. This defect has been fixed, and weapons with the defect are now being replaced at no cost to Super Earth. Techs are currently working on fixing multiple issues, which include payouts, metals being received but delayed. Techs have been looking at better materials to prevent explosions from breaking bones. This is actively being researched, and we have been told that they are close to solving the issue. SEAF techs are working on issues with hell bombs bouncing off of towers, and spears targeting issues. It was recently found that arc weapons have been misfiring. While our techs are working on these issues, be aware of them while in the fight. That covers your tech update. Remember, keeping your gear and tactics updated is crucial to our success. Stay sharp, stay prepared, and keep fighting for Super Earth.
We welcome brave citizens of Super Earth to the Helldivers Radio GNR 107 Discord channel. This is your premier destination to connect with the valiant voices behind the radio and the vibrant community that makes our broadcasts possible.
Here, in this digital garrison, we rally the creative troops who bring you the most riveting tales from the front lines. Whether you want to voice act or assist with gathering material for the podcast, this is the place for you.
Are you ready to lend your voice to the cause? Do you have the skill to craft tales of valor and sacrifice? We're on the lookout for volunteers with a flair for voice acting and script writing. Dive into our ranks and help shape the future of GNR 107.
Join us where the magic happens, where heroes are heard, and where your contributions fuel the fire of freedom. Together, we'll keep the Helldivers radio signal strong and clear.
Helldivers Radio GNR 107. For democracy, for Super Earth.
Discord link down below.
Come join where voices meet, gather around, hear the clash.
Decisions unfold and voices flash. From past to present, insight flows. Free forge ahead where the future glows.
For what waits us in this week's table three?
Good morning, Super. I'm Sam Jenkins. And this is the Table of Three. This morning we're gathered around the table with Ivy and Zoe to discuss the Senate's recent PSN bill, a contentious move seen by many as the bold grab for power that's really behind this push for connection. Let's dive in.
Thanks, Sam. It's framed as connectivity, a way to bring Super Earth together. But digging deeper, it's clear it's control, not connection. This bill mandates linking up in ways that could let the Senate keep a tighter leash on us all.
Exactly, Ivy. The surface reason is appealing, but the underlying motives are transparent. Enhanced connection sounds beneficial, but why now? Why these methods? It's a strategic move to consolidate power? Maybe it's masked under the guise of unity. At least they're trying to mask it under the guise of unity.
That's a powerful start. Ivy, how do you see this affecting the everyday citizens of Super-Earth?
It's invasive, Sam. Under the guise of better tech and streamlined services, this bill intrudes into personal freedoms. It's not about making life easier. It's about monitoring and keeping control of it. Citizens are right to question and resist.
And let's not overlook the timing this bill was rushed through with unusual speed, almost as if they wanted to prevent a thorough public review or debate. The Senate was hoping for compliance before opposition can even be mounted. It's a classic power play.
So we're united in our stance against the Senate's tactics. How should the Office of the President maneuver in response, considering they've been reactive thus far?
It's profoundly invasive, Sam. This bill doesn't merely affect our access to technology, it binds us to a system that grants the Senate unfettered access to our lives. This isn't about enhancing connectivity, it's about tightening the noose around our civil liberties. The citizens of Super-Earth are not just right to question this, they are right to resist it vehemently.
So we're seeing the consequences here against the Senate's tactics. How should the Office of the President respond to this? They've been somewhat on the back foot.
And consider the broader implications. The timing and the method of this rollout suggested a deliberate attempt to consolidate power. By forcing the compliance under the guise of security, they mask a dangerous overreach. This isn't just about tech. It's about conditioning us to accept more overt control in the future.
The OPSI, or the Office of the President of Earth, as we know them, need to champion this cause of the people. It's time that they lead the movement for transparency and accountability. Mobilizing peaceful protests and public forums can showcase the widespread dissident against this legislative overreach. They must amplify our voices, not just in the chambers of power, but in every street and home across Super-Earth.
Absolutely, Ivy. The OPSI has a pivotal role in leveraging the public's unrest to negotiate amendments or even push for a repeal. They should not only represent the citizens, but actively empower them to speak out and hold the Senate accountable.
It's clear that while the Senate may pitch this as enhancing connectivity, our panelists this morning have peeled back the layers to reveal a starkly different narrative. As always, we'll continue to monitor the situation closely. Ivy, Zoe, thank you for your insights.
Thanks, everyone. I was Zoe.
I'm Ivy.
Well, we might be upset and even angry about the situation. For Super-Earth, keep fighting, keep moving forward. While these are troubling times, it's best to focus on the war effort and allow process whatever form that might take to happen. Until then, this was The Table of Three, your go-to roundtable for discussion on critical issues.
I'm Ivy.
And now, a quick word from our sponsors. Remember, these messages help keep our broadcast running and our forces informed. Stay with us.
Helldivers. In the heat of battle, when every second is a fight for survival, you need a life. That's why Novo Boost Pharmaceuticals brings you Stim as the all-in-one. Stimulant, painkiller, and super medicine engineered for the warriors of Super-Earth. With just one injection of Stim, you're back in action. Feel the rush of vitality as your wounds stabilize and mend before your very eyes. Stay in the fight longer, push harder, and secure victory against any odds. With Stim, you're not just surviving, you're stimming to the max. Use it once, and you'll know you're truly stimming.
Stim is a non-prescription, non-addictive remedy, much like hydrocodone, oxycodone, fentanyl, codeine, clonopin, Xanax, Valium, amphetamines, methylphenidates, Lunesta, and Sonata. Side effects may include, but are not limited to, overconfidence, a temporary belief in personal invincibility, an urge to high-five dangerous wildlife, spontaneous victory chants, and in rare cases, an inexplicable passion for intergalactic diplomacy. Stim should not be used in conjunction with reality checks, sex, or inside a closed environment. If you experience a battle lasting longer than 4 hours, consult your medic immediately.
Grab your Stim today and keep the front line moving. For the rush, for the mend, for the glory of combat, Stim is there. Once you use it, you will truly be Stim.
Welcome back. I hope you found our sponsors' messages as valuable as they find our cause. Moving on, we're taking you straight to the heart of the action with our next segment. Our field reporters are stationed across the galaxy, bringing us live updates from where the battles rage fiercest. Today, we turn our focus to the volatile landscapes of Hellmire, where our Helldivers face fire and fury like no other. Stay sharp, stay lively, and let's get the latest from the front lines.
Rubber meets the road, where the fight for the truth, and the truth is found through the eyes of the brave with Helldivers. Themselves learn about the battles raging across the galaxy. Where the fight for the truth and the truth is found through the eyes of the brave. The field report, get into the action.
Over to you, Alex. What's the situation on the ground?
This is Rex Donovan, broadcasting from the icy battlefields of Lasoth and the Lakael sector, where our Helldivers are locked in a fierce struggle against the automaton onslaught. The conditions on the ground are as tough as they get, extreme cold that can freeze the gears of lesser machines. But it's not slowing us down one bit. Our weapons might fire slower, but that just means each shot counts even more. With a mission success rate standing at a sterling 90%, our forces have managed over 1.42 billion kills. That's billion with a B, folks. And talk about accuracy. Our bullets haven't missed a single target, maintaining a 100% hit rate amidst these icy blasts. The stakes couldn't be higher. The automatons have taken control of an SEAF research station, executing its dedicated scientists. Our objective is clear. Recapture the station, secure the vital research data, and ensure it makes its way to Super Earth's mainframe via the nearby satellite uplink. I'll be here, keeping you updated with every explosive moment. Remember, Helldivers, feel the impact, report the truth. Rex Donovan, out.
Thank you, Rex, and stay safe. We'll take it from here. For now, we take you to Bulldog, who's in the field and on the air.
This is Bulldog, coming to you live from the fog-drenched evacuation port on Penta. If history has taught us anything, it's that Penta is a planet of survivors. Bombed, besieged, but never broken. Today, it's no different, except today we fight not just for ground, but for the lives of every citizen here. As I speak, Helldiver squads are threading through this thick fog, moving with a silent urgency. Visibility is down to a few meters, but their mission is crystal clear. Secure the port and ensure no citizen is left behind. The automatons are relentless, but so are we. We're at a critical juncture. The local comms towers have been smashed to smithereens by the enemy, cutting off any hope of coordinating this chaos from afar. Our only hope is to retroactive these towers, to get the word out to guide these people to safety. There, the signal's back, and just in time, down there, in the emergency bunkers. A group of Class A citizens, our top chemical and electrical engineer minds, vital for Super Earth's future. They've been holed up, waiting for a signal, any signal. Then it's time to move. These people, these brave souls, they're not soldiers. But today, they're forced to be just as courageous. I'm here, right at the shuttle bay, watching as they're escorted through the fog, shadows flitting from bunker to bay. Each step they take is a testament to their resolve. Each breath, a mix of fear and defiance. Every 33 seconds, the bay doors open, and another few are saved. Each group's departure is a small victory, fought at the price of relentless vigilance, but not without cost. Every fallen citizen, a stark reminder of what's at stake. A requisition dwindles with each loss, but our resolve is not. For every citizen lost, a piece of our future dims. Yet the spirit of Super Earth burns brighter in the hearts of those who remain. And there goes another shuttle. The air thick with fog and tension. A ground littered with the echoes of those who couldn't make it. But hope persists. As long as there are hell divers, there's a fighting chance. These engineers, these visionaries, they're not just escaping. They're carrying the blueprints of tomorrow in their minds. Every shuttle that lifts off carries not just flesh and blood, but the seeds of future innovations that will keep Super Earth turning. Look there, through the mist. You can just make out the silhouettes of our next group, clutching each other, their belongings, their hopes. And here they come. The doors are sliding open once more, welcoming them to safety, to a new dawn. As they board, their faces lit by the shuttle's interior light are a mix of relief and determination. They know, as do we all, that this is not just an escape. It's a pledge to rebuild, to fight back, and to reclaim what was once ours. To those who say Penta will fall, I say, look again. Look at those Helldivers, these citizens, united under the banner of survival. Bulldog standing means we're still fighting, and fight we will. Until the last shuttle leaves and the last Helldiver stands. From the shrouded battlegrounds of Penta, this is Bulldog, reminding you that no fog is too thick, no night too dark to stop us. Stay safe, stay strong, and above all, stay free. Super Earth forever.
Thank you, Bulldog, for that harrowing update from Penta. We stand in solidarity with our citizens and soldiers. Stay tuned for more updates right after this message.
Introducing Eagle Sweat, the essence of freedom, captured in every bottle. The cologne that commands respect and exudes the spirit of democracy. Unleash the potent vigor of liberty. Eagle Sweat is distilled with the very essence of patriotism. Each drop a testament to the iron grips of democracy. Infused with the bold aroma of valor and the resilient scent of victory, Eagle Sweat invigorates the soul and emboldens the spirit. It's not just a fragrance, it's an armor of scent, enveloping you in the undying fervor of the free. Eagle Sweat, for the true patriot whose resolve is as unwavering as the mountains and as limitless as the skies. Answer the call for greatness. Wear the mark of the majestic. Eagle Sweat. Forge your legacy.
And that brings us closer to the end of today's Morning Wartime Update. We've covered everything from the latest technology advances to the shifting tides on the warfront.
That's right, Joe. We've discussed the crucial victories, including the successful deactivation of the terminated control systems, which has brought stability back to our barrier planets. And who could forget the thrilling insights from our field reporters?
Absolutely, Penny. We also should mention the recent major order where Helldivers had to combat the rise of the Terminid Supercolony, a formidable challenge that continues to test the mettle of our brave soldiers.
Speaking of challenges, we're excited to announce that GNR 107 is looking for new voices. If you've ever dreamed of being on the air, sharing news and stories from across the galaxy, now's your chance. We're accepting applications for new reporters. Visit our website for more details.
It's a fantastic opportunity to join a dynamic team and make a difference. But it's not just about reporting the news. It's about being part of a community that values the courage, the truth, and the Helldiver spirit. Attention citizens of Super Earth. This is Joe Turner with a vital update. Today we introduce the Managed Democracy Treaty Organization, or MDTO, a new era of interconnected defense under the stewardship of Senator Eckhart. The MDTO unites Discord community leaders as emissaries, tasked with maintaining our defenses and strategizing when Super Earth is under threat.
Exactly, Joe. The MDTO integrates these leaders, allowing each to appoint a general for the military affairs, discussing strategies on the MDTO missions channel. In times of crisis, Senator Eckhart will activate an emergency alert, rallying all members to the MDTO War Goals channel for a unified response.
And remember, all communications, especially during emergencies, will be broadcasted right here on GNR 107, ensuring you stay informed and prepared. Each MDTO community solidifies their commitment by signing the treaty marked with their flag, symbolizing unity and dedication to our shared principles.
That's right, Joe. With GNR 107, you won't miss a beat on any updates or emergency broadcasts crucial for our collective security.
Now, as we turn to the most recent information, with the current major order of a massive outbreak traced back to the Meridian Supercolony, they have erupted on multiple planets. The supercolony appears to be producing far more terminated spores than other infected planets, leading to unprecedented outbreaks within its vicinity. Helldivers have been dispatched to these planets to stop this outbreak. As an update to the discussion of the Table of Three we had earlier on the show, it appears that the Senate has backed down after the presidential veto, the PSN bill that was pushed through, while the majority party in the Senate was clearly unhappy with the move. With that being said, we have discovered that the region locking is still active, due in part to a Senate bill that was recently passed prior to this one. It is unclear if the PSN bill still has enough backing to be overridden, or what the outcome of the current region locking of Helldivers recruitment will be. GNR 107 will be keeping track of any movements within the Senate that might relate to the PSN bill, or future bills that might pop up. The Office of the President has come out and said that they are willing to talk with the Senate about what has happened and are going to update us as time moves forward.
And as we wrap up today's show, we want to remind you to stay tuned for more updates and stories that define our struggles and triumphs. Together, we're not just defending Super Earth, we're shaping its future.
Thank you for tuning in. Remember, whether you're out on the front lines or listening from home, you're part of this incredible journey. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and keep fighting the good fight.
Until next time, this is Penny Lively.
And this is Joe Turner, signing off. Stay brave, stay vigilant.
With stories of glory, of futures and past, through static
our signals, our voices fight, carrying hope through the darkest of nights. Stay sharp, stay lively, as the echoes of tales of our heroes, the enemy's dread. In the heart of the storm, our spirits rise with joy and pity on the air. Through a field reporter's eyes, the frontline scene of valor unspoken, where few have been. With each update, our duty.
Hi, this is Umbriel's Shadow, and I played the role of Bulldog.
This is Shriekonk playing the role of Rex Donovan.
Keep your head up high, as we echo the tales of heroes that in the heart of the storm.
The air thick with fog.
Thick with fog, what the fuck?
Our scientist teams are. Our scientific team. Our scientific. Our scientific teams are tirelessly working to combat a.
This isn't about enhancing connectivity. It's about tightening the noose around our silver liberty. Around our silver liberty. Jesus, fucking.
Morning wartime update. I'm Joe Turner. Here with me always,
This is Joe and Penny, sign off.